Welcome back. You're listening to NITV Radio. If you missed it earlier, the theme for NAIDOC Week 2026 is 50 Years of Deadly, which means nominations are now open for the National NAIDOC Awards, as well as the NAIDOC Poster Competition, with just shy of a month to have your votes and submissions in by March. Yes. Also, this month has been the month of announcements because we also have the theme for Reconciliation Week, shared just a week prior. The theme for National Reconciliation Week 2026 is All In, a call for all Australians to commit wholeheartedly to reconciliation every single day. Reconciliation Australia CEO Karen Mundine reminded Australians that achieving reconciliation and advancing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's rights is not a passive activity. The work that remains requires all of us to join the reconciliation team, is what she said. And further saying, this is not a call about guilt or shame, but about responsibility and reciprocity of being Australian. And with that, we continue having conversations with mob across the country and in community, sharing what they're doing for January 26. We hear from writer, public educator and organiser Kieran Stewart-Asherton, and right after, film producer and multidisciplinary artist Brooke Cullard is a Baladurong Wadjuk Noongar woman. She yarns up with NITV Radio's Kerry Lee Barry. But first, let's hear from Kieran.
Walawani, Nayaga Kieran, Nayagadin Yuan. Hello, my name's Kieran Stewart Asherton. I'm a proud Yuan man. The Yuan Nation is down on the south coast of what's now known as New South Wales.
How do you usually spend Jan 26?
It really depends where I am on the day. If I'm in one of the cities, I'll go along to one of the Invasion Day marches and do what I can to remind everyone that we're still here, our sovereignty is still unceded, and our people are still struggling for liberation. But if I'm out bush or on country, I'll usually mark the day by practicing culture, connecting with country, with my ancestors, and with our traditional ways, and doing my part to keep our culture and our ways alive.
Kieran, do you have any advice for any other mob around the nation or our allies on Jan 26?
For any mob out there, I want to encourage you to be loud. Remind them that we're still here, we are still fighting, we are still practicing culture, and we still have our own traditional identities that predate Australia and being Australian. Be loud and be proud. Fight for our people, for our land, and for our culture. For allies, I want to really stress that, you know, you need to know your place and where you are. You're on stolen, unceded lands. So, you know, does that mean, do you even know the Aboriginal nation whose land you're actually living on and what happened there? If not, go and do the research, learn the truth about the dark history of this colony, but don't just stop there. Actually engage with the campaigns and the initiatives of your local mob and support them. Pay the rent and do your part to help our struggle. And finally, stop identifying with the colony. Stop calling yourself an Australian. Embrace whatever rich culture and tradition you have from your own ancestors and their ancestral lands, and identify with that. Because when you identify with the colonial occupation here, what you're actually doing is helping to normalise and uphold our occupation.
And January 26 is also known as the Day of Mourning across Australia to many mob. What are your thoughts on this?
It is a day of mourning for us. It's a very dark day in our history. It's the day that the massacres, the assimilation policies, and the stolen generation policies all actually stem from. It's the day that precedes all the horrors and terror that we've had to endure for 237 years now, and that we're continuing to live through today. Today we've still got the highest incarceration rates in the world. Our child removal rates are just as bad, if not worse, than during the stolen generation policies. Last year we had the highest deaths in custody rates in nearly 5 decades. Our land is still occupied, our resources are still stolen, our sacred sites are still being blown up. It's not just a day of mourning history for us, but a day of mourning for everything that we're still enduring today. Invasion Day and Day of Mourning are the same thing in my mind. We're mourning the invasion and everything that's happened and continues to happen since that invasion began.
Hi, I'm Brooke Collard. I'm a Baladong Whadjuk Noongar woman based on unceded lands on Jugun and Yarraburu here in Rubibi. Jan 26 is a moment for reflection in the modern day for me anyway, because it's just a commemoration more so of the violence that this state, this not this state, this whole country has been founded on. I don't find it a moment to celebrate at all. It's more of a moment to reflect on the history of the violence of the country.
And do you have any advice or comments for any other mob or allies for the date of Jan 26, Brooke?
Yeah, my advice for any other mob or allies, because generally on that date, I like to go to a rally where I can just to show up and show support in the community, because it can be a tough day for others in the First Nations community, especially for other displaced peoples as well. It's a moment to come together and find solidarity together. But it's good for allies to show up where they can in those moments as well, just to show that they recognise that history as well and the truth-telling part of that, and just to show that they support as well. It's not just First Nations people bearing the colonial load.
Jan 26 is also known as a day of mourning. What are your thoughts and feelings on this?
So Jan 26 being known as the day of mourning, I find that really relatable and honest, because that is a part of the truth telling of that day, because it is a moment to just reflect on that as a country and just realize that we, most states don't have treaties yet, and that's like something that's been wonderful with Victoria, but we're still working for that across the rest of the country, and that we're still fighting for our own rights in our own lands. So it's a moment to just think about that really, and just reflect on like what we've lost, but how we can all hopefully do better.
Do you have anything else to add about the date, Jan 26, 2026?
And the other thing is like change the date. It's like not that hard at the end of the day. It becomes unnecessarily vitriolic, I feel, when you just think about at the end of the day, people are hurt, and should focus on that really, because that's the main thing, is just hopefully coming together for healing, to move ahead and acknowledge that First Nations people were here. It always was, always will be Aboriginal land.